Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangles, R&B and Classic Soul Station. Tomorrow night, oh, one of my favorite shows on TV, the top-rated show on TV One, R&B Divas LA, and I've got Diva Shantae Moore. How you doing? What's going on?
Oh, it's first thing in the morning, first day of school for my son, so I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
I see. Well, congratulations on a hit TV show, and Shantae don't have a man, and she's doing the darn thing. You go, sister girl.
See what I'm saying? I like that. You know that.
So when you were approached to do R&B Divas, did you have any apprehensions about the show? You know, reality shows have a certain stigma, but what I've seen so far, all the energy is clicking, the positivity, you're working together with all the ladies on the show, and you're just having fun.
Well, I think that in any situation when you have six divas in one situation, you're going to have conflict, but it doesn't have to be ugly. And yes, I was apprehensive initially, but what I liked about this show is that it is about our journey and getting to a particular place creatively to display our talent. So that's really what it was about. It wasn't about following me in my kitchen while I'm making dinner and taking my son to school. Everybody does that. You don't have to watch me do that. So I was glad it wasn't about that.
It's like you're enjoying the journey while you reach your destination, so to speak.
And yeah, and the focus is about the music, because that's what I think is for the public. Every part of my life is not for everyone. Not every part. There are parts in the show because we're living from day to day and things happen in life while we were taping, so we have parts of our lives in it. But from a day-to-day basis, I don't want my children in on the camera just, you know, having a moment or whatever their moment is. And, you know, I just think that it's in moderation. And I think what's good is that the audience who really is interested in who we are as artists, they get to see who we are as people because of the everyday of it. And that's the part I like, is they get to see who we really are and not just 45 minutes of singing a song and then it's like, oh, I like that song. Now you can say whether or not you like that girl.
And speaking of music, you got a new album, girl. Let me tell you, you haven't skipped the beat. More is more.
More is more. You know what's wonderful is that I love writing music. So I've been writing for a few years, getting ready for this record. And a lot of the songs that I have written for the last few years are put on this record. I'm glad that I didn't wait until I found, or until they found me, I guess, for R&B Divas to start creating music and say, oh, now that we're on a good roll, let me make some music. I'm happy that music is what I do. It's what I love. And we had an album that was really ready in the queue when before we signed the deal with TV One.
So you already had everything in place. And let me say, what's your favorite song on the album?
That's really hard, like picking your favorite child.
Right.
Because they're all really personal and precious, especially this record. It's hard to pick one. One of my favorites is Alone, because I am, and I'm good with that. One of my other favorites, Don't Make Me Laugh. It's so personal that if you really want to know about my life and things that I really can't talk about all the time, but I wrote a song about it really, literally. I wrote a song about my journey for the last 7-8 years. It's been tough.
And you can sing about it. You can't talk about it, but you can sing about it. Well, you go, sister girl. All I can say is that, you know, you think Mariah Carey hit those high notes, but this lady right here, she's the one who started all those, that 8-octave. What's your octave range?
You know what? I heard so many different ones. I've heard 8. I've heard 4. I've heard 5. I don't know. As high as I can go that day.
Well, you sound like a songbird. Whenever you hit those notes, I just like, man, just listen to the sound and the purity of the voice. It's like, whoa, she has not skipped a beat, and she's still on point with her music and her singing.
I'm so glad. I'm trying, really. I want to redeem the time. You know, we don't get to live forever on Earth. I wait for heaven, though, but certainly I want to redeem the time that I have still left and live every moment.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to do just that. We have to work very hard. My management, Cheryl Cobb DeBros, we have worked very hard at just keeping the ball rolling and staying relevant and being in the public eye when necessary and not selling ourselves short or, you know, at any whim have somebody out there, you know, singing a tap dance for you. But we really have tried to keep my face out there and my voice out there. And, you know, I sing all the time. I'm on the praise team when I'm at home. So it's just, it is what I love to do. too. So I'm really glad and really, really, really pleased and honored to be able to do this for a living still.
Well, we are so pleased with TV1's R&B Divas LA. You know, no drama on the show. I mean, you have, you know, grown-up discussions.
It's
going
to be drama. You must not have seen the last two episodes.
Yeah, but, you know, not to the point where you're going to be doing some things like them folks down in Atlanta do. But, you know,
No,
not like that. But you can resolve.
I hope that it never, ever would ever get to that. We're done. So, no, there was not that.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. There is conflict. And I'm glad that you don't think that is drama. Because I really have heard a lot going, people, oh, no, I thought you guys were going to be better than that. And I'm like, well, we're human, and we're going to have frailties and disagreements. So I'm glad that you see it as real life rather than something drama-filled, you know?
Right.
Is it not negative?
Well, keep up the good work. R&B Divas, tonight, don't miss it. Tonight at 10 o'clock on TV1, Time Warner Cable Channel 330. Don't miss it. Shantay Moore, any last words you'd like to leave our listeners and how they can keep up with you as far as your music?
Oh, yes. First of all, More Is More is out already. I thank God for that. And you guys are doing great at supporting me. Thank you so very much. Because if you don't buy the record, I can't go out and sing. you can find me on I Am Shantay Moore on Twitter. And that's the one I use most often. I'm tweeting most often. And I Am Shantay Moore on Instagram. And Facebook is just Shantay Moore. And IamShantayMoore.com is also my website where you can buy my record or see old videos or new videos. There's going to be a whole lot of personal things on there. As we get the things that I want to put on there, I'm going to start building, putting personal notes there for those who will come to my website. So, yeah, come and see me.
So what's beyond R&B Divas and your music? Anything else you got going to be doing down the road?
I'm about to finish the book. I didn't finish it before it came out on before we did an exercise about it on R&B Divas LA. We did a book called Will I Marry Me? An exercise from the book Will I Marry Me? And so that will be coming very, very soon, finishing it up and making sure it gets out there.
All right. Continued success to you. Keep up the great work, and looking forward to seeing you on TV and more great music from Shantay Moore. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.